Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Central Puerto's first quarter of 2026 earnings conference call. A slide presentation is accompanying today's webcast and will be also available on the investors section of the company's website, www.centralpuerto.com/en/investors. All participants will be in a listen-only mode during the presentation. After that, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Please note this event is being recorded. If you do not have a copy of the press release, please refer to the investor relations support section on the company's corporate website at www.centralpuerto.com. In addition, a replay of today's call will be available in upcoming days by accessing the webcast link at the same section of the Central Puerto's website. Our host today will be Mr. Fernando Bonnet, Central Puerto's CEO, Mr. Enrique Terrano, the company's CFO, and Mrs. Maria Laura Feller, Head of Investor Relations, and Mr. Alejandro Diaz Lopez, Head of Corporate Finance. Maria Laura, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning and welcome, everyone. We are joining you today from Buenos Aires with our management team to report on the results of the first quarter of 2026, and to answer any questions you may have. Before we begin, I would like to remind everyone that today's presentation, as referenced on slide two, contains forward-looking statements and non-IFRS financial measures, including adjusted EBITDAR. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to risks and uncertainty. Please refer to the full disclaimer in our slide deck and on our website for further information. The company has changed its functional currency from Argentine pesos to USD dollars effective January 1, 2026, so applicable to 1Q26 financial figures. For previous quarters, figures are presented in US dollars, converted from Argentine pesos using the reference exchange rate reported by the Argentine Central Bank at the end of each period. With that, let us move to the highlights of the quarter. Turning to slide three, the first quarter 2026 was a strong quarter for Central Puerto, characterized by outstanding commercial execution and continued progress in market normalization following Resolution 425. Let me walk you through our key metrics. Adjusted EBITDA reached $120.0 million, representing a 41.6% increase quarter-on-quarter, versus $84.7 million in 4Q25 and 33.4% year-on-year growth versus $89.9 million in 1Q25. This result reflects the full benefit of new generation assets, commercial contracting gains, and the normalization of the wholesale electricity market. Revenues totaled $248.6 million, up 43.8% quarter-on-quarter versus 4Q25 and up 26.7% year-on-year versus 1Q25, driven by higher contracted and spot revenues. The contribution of Brigadier Lopez combined cycle and the new solar farms added in 2025. Total generation for the quarter was 5,420 BHW, a 54.2% increase quarter-on-quarter, largely reflected by Upsilon by Solar and Emani. Total generation, the restoration of Central Costanera combined cycle units and the addition of new installed capacity. Capital expenditure for the quarter amounted to $301.0 million. Including the $225.0 million US transfer of Piedra del Águila shares following the concession award renewal, and $66.0 million US in BSS construction and maintenance works. Our net financial leverage ratio stands at 1.06 times, with net financial debt of $390.8 million against the last 12 months adjusted EBITDA of $367.2 million. The Fund Investment Credit Outstanding Balance is $105.8 million. On the credit rating front, we received an upgrade to AAA from Moody's Argentina. From a strategic perspective, the concession renewal of Piedra del Águila for 30 years to January 2056 is a landmark achievement, securing a flagship hydro asset under a new long-term framework. Additionally, our BESS project at the Central Puerto facility is advancing well, with 60% of site works completed, 32 concrete pads finished, and phase one of the 132 kilowatt yard work done. Market normalization continues under Resolution 425, and Central Puerto has achieved a leading commercial position in the newly established term market. More on that on the next slide. Moving to slide 4. In the first quarter of 2026, Central Puerto achieved a decisive commercial breakthrough under the new market framework established by Resolution 400-25. Our contracting performance in the newly established term market, we could highlight that Central Puerto held number one market share in MATP, the contracted capacity segments for thermal and hydro FRAFES. In AMATE, the contracted energy segment for thermal and hydro, Central Puerto held the number two market share. Overall, 44% of our 1Q26 revenues were generated from contracted sales, demonstrating our ability to quickly capitalize the market opportunities. Turning to slide 5 for the earnings summary, first quarter 2026 adjusted EBITDA came in at $120.0 million, with an adjusted EBITDA margin reflecting efficient operations and a better revenue mix. The 41.7% quarter-on-quarter increase was driven by higher spot revenues from market normalization under Resolution 400-2025. The contribution of the Brigadier López combined cycle, which achieved its COD in January 2026, with an additional gas turbine closing the CSEC configuration, adding 140 megawatts. Full quarter contributions from my 2025 solar acquisitions, Cafayate and San Carlos, and the solid performance of our wind farms. On the revenue side, the 44% quarter-on-quarter increase to $248.6 million reflected contracted revenues growing from new PPA sales from Brigadier López, active participation in MAT contracting, and contributions from Piedra del Águila. Spot revenues improving due to market normalization, restored volumes at Central Costanera following its 4Q25 maintenance, and $8 million from self-procured natural gas. On a year-on-year basis, the 33.5% EBITDA growth and 27% revenue growth underscore the structural improvement in our earnings profile. Moving to slide 6 for a review of our generation and availability performance. Total generation for the quarter was 5,420 gigawatts, up 54% quarter-on-quarter. This significant jump was primarily driven by the maintenance works of Central Costanera's Mitsubishi and Siemens combined cycle units, which had been under maintenance during 4Q25. The addition of Brigadier López combined cycle, which contributed incremental generation since its COD in January 2026, adding plus 229 megawatts to our installed capacity on a quarter-on-quarter basis. In the first quarter, Central Puerto acquired 100% of the shares of Patagonia Energy SA, or PESA, for a total consideration of $50 million. PESA holds a 10-year conventional exploitation license for the Aguada del Chivato and Aguada de Bocarey blocks in Neuquén Province, valid through May 2031. The investment thesis is compelling for several reasons. The blocks cover over 27,000 oil-focused acres in the northern area of the Vaca Muerta Play, an area adjacent to blocks that have already de-risked the black oil window of this world-class formation. Low entry cost per acre and a limited exploratory phase plan with an existing oil treatment plant facility of 1,900 barrels per day already in operation. Solid geological evidence of unconventional hydrocarbon potential in Targo landing zones, assessed by qualified geologists based on existing conventional drilling data. Under a successful development scenario, this is a potential REG-related investment opportunity of up to $600 million to unlock the potential value of these assets. We are currently advancing a de-risking plan backed by international unconventional play experts. Our balance sheet remains solid, though the quarter was capital intensive due to the Piedra del Águila concession transaction. Total outstanding financial debt stands at $539.2 million, against cash and financial current assets of $148.4 million, resulting in a net financial debt of $390 million, against our last 12 months adjusted EBITDA of $367.2 million. This yields a net leverage ratio of 1.06 times. First quarter 2026 marks a pivotal inflection point for Central Puerto. Our results reflect sustained revenue, margin, and EBITDA growth, driven by strong commercial execution, operational excellence, and the contribution of the new power generation assets incorporated through our capital plan over the past 2 years. Our 2026 outlook is constructive. We expect continued operational excellence and financial performance, with BEES projects progressing toward their mid-2027 commercial presence date, ongoing market normalization providing further revenue upside, and incremental contracting opportunities with large users and distribution companies materializing as the market matures. We remain firmly committed to delivering long-term value for our shareholders, and we are excited about the opportunities ahead for Central Puerto. Thank you very much for your interest and confidence in Central Puerto. Operator, please open the line for questions.
Thank you very much for the presentation. We will now begin the Q&A section for investors and analysts. If you wish to ask a question, please click on Raise Hand. If your question has already been answered, you can leave the queue by clicking on Put Hand Down. Please hold while we poll for questions. Please hold while we poll for questions. Our first question comes from Matias Cataruzzi with AdCap.
Hi, good morning. How are you? I got three questions. In the first quarter, we observed that post-maintenance generation rebound flowed primarily into the spot market rather than into contracted PPAs. With PPAs volumes growth, as we are seeing, it would be more gradual, right, for 2026. Could you share with us how the migrations towards more contracting and PPAs is progressing into 2026? And then I got another question on how do you expect self-procurement in fuels affecting CEPU going forward? Do you expect to access gas transportation capacity through the Perito Moreno expansion, or do you see a reliance on CAMMESA's Plan Gas going forward? And then I got a final question. Following the closing of the transaction with Patagonia Energy, could you walk us through the specific timeline for the two shale pilots? And have you been in conversations with other potential operating partners, or does it involve a standalone development?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your question. Going one by one, the first that you ask is related to the migration from the spot market to the contracted market. We are in fact in the first quarter and right now advancing in that area. So for the first 20% that the regulation allows to us to sell to the private consumers, we are full contracted there right now. And so we are now keep going in the other 80% that we can only sell to the distribution companies. This is the regulation as is right now. So we are trying to, or we are starting to moving that 80% that we still sell to the spot market to negotiate it with distribution companies. And right now we are having a good advance with them. And we expect that to have more news about that in next quarter. That is the first question. The second you mentioned, I think, is related to the gas transportation. In terms of gas transportation, we participate in the TGS auction. We received, was an auction very competitive, so we have a we receive less than we ask. We receive around 400,000 meter cubes, and we ask for 1.6 million. So we are still trying to get in the next round of the TGS auction more gas transportation there. And we are talking with distribution companies also to have more transportation. In terms of the gas itself, we are working right now. We are still in the plan gas with Tamesa, but we had advanced conversation with all gas producers to start buying our own gas. So I think that in the next 2 months we will have news related to that. It's not easy because there is no producer except Pampa that get out of plan gas. Pampa by using their own generation. So there is no private producer yet outside the plan gas, but we have an advanced conversation with some of them, and we expect news for the next 2 or 3 months in order to start buying the gas directly, not through Camesa. And in terms of alternative fuels like diesel oil, fuel oil, and LNG or import gas, we are working and we are right now buying our own fuel and gas. We are having that set with Camesa. And the last one is the acquisition of PESA. We are, as Laura mentioned, we are working with a US company in order to develop the development phase for the two pilots, two or three wells that we are thinking on doing in order to confirm the resources there and on work for the SENCH with the province. But right now we don't have a fixed timing to comment, but we expect that this is gonna happen perhaps last quarter or this year or the first of the next one, because you need to bring all the drilling sets and that's take time right now, like between four and five months. So that would be the timing, but it's not fully closed yet.
Great, thank you. I got a follow up on generation volumes going forward in 2026. Do you expect PPA contracted volumes to continue growing during 2026 or to stay steady as you shown in the first quarter? And what will happen with the spot market generation as well?
No, yes, as I mentioned before, we expect to increase our PPAs, especially with distribution companies. That is the idea that we are looking for. As I mentioned, we are in the private PPAs with big industries. We are almost at 100% of our capacity right now, regulated capacity. But we have something to do in related to distribution companies. We can go up to that 20% when we start a negotiation with distribution companies. So that is what we are looking for the next quarters.
Great. And do you have a specific contract timeline of the new contracts? Like they are a year contract, 2 year contracts?
Yes. Normally, we are seeing, yes, 1 year or no more than 2 years. Yes. This is for thermal You know, when you go to renewables, that could be perhaps bigger than that. 3 years, 5 years.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next question from Tomás Peruchin with Balance.
Hello, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, Tomás.
Okay, congratulations on the result first. I have three questions. I will go one by one if that's okay.
Yeah.
Just a quick follow-on of the previous question. First, how much capacity do you consider can be payable contracted under energy PPAs with discos and industrial users? And how much have you effectively contracted to date? And see if do you see feasible to close PPAs with discos this year?
You ask about capacity, not energy. So capacity, we are fully contracted right now. Our capacity are full contracted. But previously I talked about energy. So I think during this year, yes, we can have, of course, this is by one by one. Each disco have the process itself. But I expect to have a contract with discos or perhaps the first ones during this year, yes.
Okay. The second one, regarding the TGS transport capacity, how much additional capacity do you still need to fully cover your fuel needs once planned gas expire? And how challenging do you think this will be considering current bottlenecks in the system?
Well, that's the question. It says I think it's very big to discuss in perhaps in a few minutes. But you need to consider that we more or less consume perhaps between 10 and 12 million meter cubic day per day. But this doesn't mean that we need all this firm capacity, because there is a lot of capacity in the pipelines, except in the winter time, you know. So we want to have the capacity that we need for the contract that we have, and this is much more than the all gas that we consume. But as I mentioned, we, in the TGS bidding process, we ask for 1.6 million. And we received 400, so I think we want to at least cover that 1.6 million to have firm gas during winter, which is the period that is important to have it. But the rest of the year is not the transportation is not a problem. So the problem is during perhaps 30, 45 days during winter. So in that moment is when we're gonna need this additional firm capacity. But okay. As mentioned, 1.6, 2 million is what we expect to have.
Okay. And last one regarding your recently acquisition in Vaca Muerta, do you have an estimated capex for the two or three wheels that are you thinking to develop?
No, no yet, but it's normal. What we expect is the normal values that that the industry have there is around 17 million per well.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Next question from Teodora Nasheva with Sandglass Capital. You can open your microphone. I believe she's having some technical issues. We're gonna go ahead with our next question from Marcus Ceru with Alaria. Thank you for the presentation. A few questions. Number one, could you explain more about the plans in Vaca Muerta? And second, leverage ratio guidance for December 2026. Thank you.
Okay. Well, in terms of Vaca Muerta, first, our plan is of course entering the area and try to develop the area that we acquire. That is our plan. It's an area of 27,000 acres, so that is a lot of to do there. So this is the first time that we enter in oil and gas business, so we need to de-risk the area to start understanding the business, and this will be take perhaps a couple of years. Of course, we're gonna look at opportunities if appear, but our first focus is to develop this area. And it's an area that could place a rig there, so we need to work for the rig also and to have the same. So this is our main focus right now to develop in Vaca Muerta. And we're gonna see how it works and if we could enlarge that. In terms of leverage, it will depends on the opportunities. We're gonna still see opportunities in M&A in our sector, in energy sector, coming from privates or coming from government auctions. So that's the leverage ratio gonna depend on that opportunities that we can develop there, that opportunities and but we are not expecting gross 2.5 or that area, 2.5 times. But well, it will depends on the opportunities appearing and what we can get it or not.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Teodora Nosheva with Sandglass Capital. You can open your microphone. You can open your microphone.
Hi, I hope you can hear me now.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, internet in London is crazy. Just taking back to like the liberalization and spot market, can you maybe you mentioned it, but I couldn't hear you well. Can you mention again what is the realized price in legacy energy? And capacity, how you see going forward with PPAs. You mentioned the private ones, but I also saw there's something about CAMMESA potentially launching a small auction again. If
Oh
you can, yeah.
yes, a lot of questions in one, but going one by one. In terms of prices, that's very. There is no a clear market right now, so we see each negotiation each by each. So depending on the timing, depending on if you are acquiring renewables, if you are acquiring hydro, if you are acquiring thermal, so it's not easy to set a price for the whole market. But for sure, it's are higher than the spot market prices. That's a good news. But it's depending on, as I mentioned, the counterpart, if you are acquiring hydro or depending on the technology, but are better. We are seeing better prices, much more better price than the spot market. In terms of new auctions or CAMMESA possible new auctions are coming, or there are one auction in place, which is the Almasadi auction. Is an auction for battery storage system in the old country, not as the previous one that we win. It was related to AMBA area, to Buenos Aires area. This new auction is for the whole country, and is 700 megawatts of capacity, batteries capacity. And we are looking to participate there. We are developing projects to participate there. But CAMMESA are talking about new capacity auctions, but it's not still launched. They expect to launch some capacity auction, thermal capacity auction, for I don't know, perhaps the second half of this year. But we don't have a precision about quantity of megawatts or a specific regulation scheme that's not completely say by Camesa yet.
I understand. And isn't that Camesa launching another thermal auction? Isn't that a step back? The whole idea of this liberalization was to move away from the Camesa PPAs, and now they're doing it again.
Well, more or less, because all over the world, the capacity auction is launched by the system regulator, you know? It's not easy for distribution companies or privates to go for capacity, you know, because depends on a lot of the growth of the demand, the whole system. So in Brazil, Brazil do the same, you know, and it's as a more free market that was in Argentina. So, and Chile, and it's normal that the system regulator launch the capacity in advance, you know, trying to look forward to the whole system demand and try to cover that. But it's not it's not energy, you know, it's capacity. So I didn't see as a back because the electricity, the energy will still be contracted by private companies and the distribution companies, but the capacity is different. So I only see that capacity auction, no new PPAs related to energy. That is something that Camesa said that is not going back. But capacity, especially when you are trying to look the system for 3, 4, 5, 10 years in advance, is something that the system regulator have a better understanding about the needs of the system in terms of capacity.
Okay, thank you. And just to clarify on thermal spot legacy, what is the realized price that you're getting at the moment? Because it's subject to this frac cap.
Well, you say in a spot market.
Yeah.
Well, that is a combination, you know, you have a capacity payments and you have a...
No, I'm talking about dispatch.
You talk about dispatch, or the price that the variable price that we receive is depending on what fuel we use. So to say something is around $40,000 per megawatt. Yes, with gas,
okay.
$40 something per megawatt. Sorry, not $1,000.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
It's depending on the efficiency of the equipment, depending on the fuel that you use, but it's something around that.
Thank you. This concludes our Q&A session. I would like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Fernando Bonet for any closing remarks.
Okay, thank you. Central Puerto is on a growing phase, marked by Piedra El Águila concession extension, portfolio expansion, market normalization, and diversification in strategic sectors. Thank you everyone for joining and for your interest in our company. This is all for this quarter. Have a great rest of the week and month. You may now disconnect.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.